Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want to, where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I am Lippo.
He's Lippo.
And who are you?
I don't know anymore.
You don't know who you are?
I just don't know who I am anymore. I'm a tattler.
No, you're not.
No. I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Not bad.
That's good. You look good today.
I feel pretty good today.
That's good. I'm glad to hear everything's going good. Anything new in your neck of the woods?
Having a little trouble with my cable.
Well, yeah, you're trying to go from balanced to unbalanced. I had a balanced diet once. And
a what?
A balanced diet.
I thought you said a balanced die. And I'm like, what's that mean? Like Cyclops?
Cyclops.
Remember the movie Cyclops?
No.
No?
No.
From way back. And the Gargantuas. Remember those old movies?
Sorry.
We'll have to have another movies show.
No, or we can just talk about it.
Or we can just forget about it.
Forget about it.
What's new with you?
Well, that's part of my news story here.
Oh, your story. Or the news story, because we have an ID for the real news.
Fire it up.
Fire it up. Fire it up.
And straight from the newsroom floor, and the walls, and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world, and sometimes out of this world, from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Lippo's news is world news. No gnews is good gnews with Gary Gnu. Remember that?
I remember that.
Was it the Great Space Coaster? Yeah. Yes, it was. Okay. We can all go home now.
Well, what's going on with me? And this is a news story.
Were you in the news?
No. I'm affected by the news.
Okay. We all are. Affected by the media.
Or should I say infected? That's right. This is straight from... No, there's no media spin on this. Well, I guess it is media.
Straight from the gift horse.
Are we media?
We sure are.
I think we are. We're putting stuff out there.
We're a little above media. We're at our own level. Apparently, you can't handle the level. You got your headphones half off your ears.
I can't handle the latency. But I can hear everything fine.
Headphones on your rear.
Those would be my rear phones.
Rear can.
Anyway, with the news, yes. I work at Chrysler here in Windsor, and we get parts supplied to us by these little feeder plants. Mm-hmm. And the thing with these feeder plants is the stuff that they're supplying to us mm-hmm. is stuff that we used to put on the van in the
right, it's outsourced now.
It's outsourced
the work or whatever.
Right, basically what
subassembly.
Yeah, well, that's what these companies do. Do a subassembly, and the units come into the plant like in modules. You know, there'll be three or four things all together, mm-hmm. and it only takes one or two guys to put this part on the van. Whereas it used to all those
take
jobs
a big
to be,
group to
yeah about 10 people is replaced by you know one or two people. So anyway, these feeder groups, one of them being at TRW, which is a major multinational company, and they won the bid to do one of our suspension modules, I think. And they make this part very close to where we work, and so it's very just in time. The trucks come in just as we need them.
That's right, yeah.
So these people there are making $11.25 an hour. And so they didn't have a contract yet because we just started building this van. So the union is starting to go from company to company, these new feeder plants, and getting a contract for them. Well, they went to the first one. They got a contract. TRW was the second one. And they're not budging off $11.25.
The company.
TRW is not. Yeah. So within a few hours on Thursday night,
you had no more parts.
We had no more parts. They went on strike because they didn't...
So what happened Friday?
Didn't go into work.
Nice. And were you supposed to work Saturday at all?
No, we're not working Saturday.
And Monday?
What about Monday?
Got to wait and listen to the news? What's going on?
Yeah, you just go to the union's website and they say if anything happens.
The funny thing about that is the fact that our guys that were putting those things together were making $38 an hour, yet these guys make 11 bucks an hour to do the same thing that we
bucks,
did.
They're not 38 bucks an hour.
Well, yes, it is.
Not 38.
It's high. Well, yeah. Look at your stub, bub.
Yeah, I'm not making $38 an hour.
I was. I don't know about you.
Okay.
Of course, I was way up there on the ladder. Till I fell and hurt myself. No, I thought, isn't the pace scale right now 37 something an hour?
No.
It's crazy.
No,
it's crazy. Auto workers, they're just highly overpaid. And that's a whole other show.
No.
We're going to just cut you down to size.
But what do you think about 11.25 an hour?
What do I think about 11.25 an hour?
Yeah.
I don't even want to discuss 11.25 an hour.
Right.
That's, I think some people would be happy with that because if they don't have a job, there'll be people that will work for it or students and things like that.
So I'm thinking it's going to be the younger, people new into the workforce. That's who those jobs are for.
If we were cut down to $15, $20 an hour, it wouldn't be so bad either. You know, somewhere along the line, some things got way out of hand. But then again, cost of living and everything does go up. But if they had a handle on everything and everything had a cap in its ass, then...
Cap in its ass.
Did you see that spider thing, by the way? I think I sent you this.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that a long time ago.
Yeah, I think I did too, but it's pretty funny. Anyway.
Anyway, so that's
some good news, actually.
So Chrysler's is out. And now they're saying that if it doesn't get settled soon, they're going to shift production of the stuff that we're doing. They're going to ship it to another plant in St. Louis. And what's going to make
St. Louis?
St. Louis. What's going to make them bring it back to Windsor? Because now it's it doesn't make any sense to start building stuff in Canada because our dollar is so high. Mm-hmm. So it costs them even more money now for them to build these parts. So I'm really interested to see what happens. And I know Ken Lowenz is saying this is strange. There's so many strange stuff going on. Like, I think it might almost be planned.
That certainly is a possibility, and I would never rule that out. What's going to happen is that pretty soon, because of this, you're going to be making $11 an hour.
Exactly.
And putting it back together again, the thing. They'll be insourcing at a much lower rate.
I agree.
But once the part is done being made, for the rest of the day, you'll get paid your 30-something.
You're silly.
See how that works?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See
so half the day you'll work at half the pay.
That's not how it's
And the
going.
Other half of the day, you'll get double the rate.
You're silly. Did you hear that the Hells Angels were trying to kill Mick Jagger?
Again?
No, not again. This is...
Well, they had issues with him back in the past when they were the security for
Well, he never wanted to use them as security.
Right.
And sure enough, that's where Altamont, someone ended up getting killed. Mm-hmm. And
so now what? What'd old Mick do? He's just an old man.
This old man.
Old man, take a look at my life.
I'm a lot like you were.
Need someone
so in 1969 is when this was happening. I'm just looking at canoe.ca.
But what did he do now?
He didn't do anything now, but the plot just came to light. The whole plot, everything came out that...
It's all stemming from this still?
Yeah.
Wow. Those guys hold a grudge.
They're the freaking Hell's Angels.
That's right. Well, you don't want them holding a grudge on you.
You don't want them holding a grudge. They'll get you eventually.
They're very nice gentlemen.
Speaking of old men, there's a lot of old bikers out there.
Yeah, just as mean and nasty as when they were young, though.
Sweet. Yeah, so
that's cool, though. It's a cool life. Huh?
Got any news?
Well, with all that news, we don't have time for my news. And I had great news, too, but we don't have time for that.
You're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo on WKBR.
You need more Big JD? Visit the website, www.bigjd.com. So where are we going now?
We got to stay right here. We got a show to do.
We're going to the library.
What is that?
That's something out of a punk song.
Okay.
Where are we going, Grant? We're going to the library.
It's funny, though. Going to the library. Mm-hmm. Who goes to the library? Wikipedia.
That you're saying use Wikipedia instead.
We're going to the internet.
What's that?
Okay. I get you. Nothing. No. You just answered my question by saying that.
Oh, okay. I wasn't paying attention. Sorry.
That's all right.
What are we talking about today on the... And you were going to say?
It's all your show.
Oh, yeah, and my show.
Well, if you're not listening to me, what the hell? You might as well just keep blathering on all
It's my ears. Ever since the narcotics, I can't hear anything.
It's your... I smell smoke pills.
It's your rear.
You keep talking about my rear. You want me to...
Mm-hmm. I just wish you'd sit down. You're distracting me.
Yeah.
Stand up straight.
We're talking about...
Oh, one eye.
Squealing, tattling, and ratting.
Yeah. And I thought of a nice one word for that.
What is it?
And it could be used as the name of the person that actually does the squealing and tattling, which is something I know you want to talk about. The squealing tattle rat. Darn that squealing tattle rat. Isn't that cool? A squealing tattle rat.
Yes, it is cool.
Thank you. I think that's our jabber quote.
I think no. Every show we should take a little movie blurb and put it at the very beginning of the show just to say what it is.
Oh, yeah?
Something to do with it, like a movie clip.
I know there's tattle movies, maybe, but...
Like James Cagney saying, yo, dirty rat.
Oh, okay.
That kind of thing.
Or pork chops and applesauce.
You are off. We're talking about
Did you know that's supposed to be a big saying from him? Pork chops and applesauce.
James Cagney?
Yeah. But then... It was always like something that you heard that was supposed to be James Cagney, but he never said it.
No, Bobby Brady said it.
Well, he was referring to Cagney.
I don't remember that.
I said it once when I was waiting for dinner at home. Silence is golden.
Isn't it?
Next to godliness. Cleanliness.
Silence
is deadly.
Well, yeah, especially if you're doing a podcast.
Yeah, if you're a broadcaster.
What's this podcast about? I don't hear anything.
Good thing for us, we ain't.
So where does these words come for?
Where does these words come from? Where does these words come for?
Where do these words come from? Words that are pseudonyms for an informant.
An informant? Yeah. Nice.
That's the word.
I wasn't thinking of that.
That's the actual word.
That's like a professional tattler.
But it still refers to the kid in the schoolyard who told on his best friend for spitting on
an informant. You don't hear that of a kid. That usually sounds like something, you know, the cop has an informant on the street.
Oh. Are you having an orgasm right
shoulder,
here?
It's the shoulder.
He's moaning and groaning.
Shoulder's wet.
It's the under
part. Lubricant.
Yeah. Like rat. Where does the word rat come from? You dirty rat.
I'm going to get you. I think it refers to... Eventually, it referred to somebody that's a tattler or a squealer, I suppose. But a rat, a dirty rat, scumbag, you know, something that's just the pit of dirtiness, scum, a rat. Mm-hmm. He's a rat. I think in the beginning they would just say that, you know, probably for other things too, but he told on me, what a rat. And then it kind of slid into actually somebody that was a tattletale or a squealer. He's a rat. He ratted on me.
Like a low life.
Yeah, exactly. A cockroach.
So we got to talk about that after. Why is tattling considered to be a good thing?
No, but in many cases, it could be a good thing.
Right, we're going to get into that whole slippery slope.
We're going to get into that whole slippery slope.
Snitch.
What? Oh, that's another good one. Yeah, beautiful. Nice things you've come up with here. Snitch.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the National Film Board cartoon, The Big Snitch?
No.
Oh, okay.
Tell me about it.
No.
Oh, no, tell me.
We're going to have it in the show notes. Oh, we don't have show notes. Well, I guess you have to see it. It's a little bit odd. It's a strange cartoon and strange looking animation, but from the National Film Board, and it's probably from the 60s or something like that, mid 60s, I'm going to say late 60s or possibly 70s. I can't recall exactly, but I guess you have to see it. It doesn't seem to make sense. I don't understand the snitch part, really.
Oh.
It's about a guy, and he cheats with his wife playing chess, and then the world's ending outside his house, and it's weird. You have to see it. Strange little small short animation. I think we originally saw it in school at some grade school. There was one thing from the National Film Board I tried to find on the internet. I don't know the guy's name. He was a guy with a big high hat like this, and he rode around on a horse that wasn't there. You remember that? Oh, I wish I could find that. And we used to see them, different episodes of it, in the school when we were kids. And I can't remember his name. He was like a ranger guy or something. But his hat was one of them ones with a little thing on, like almost like an RCMP, but tall hat and white. He was in white.
Oh, yeah.
And his hat was really high. And I think one time he took it off and his head was like really high. And it was like a real guy and stuff. And they used to be go down the train tracks on those ones that two people pushes the thing back and forth.
Yeah.
But if I'm not mistaken, there wasn't that thing wasn't there. They were just like sitting on it and pretending, and they were going down the tracks and stuff. And he rode a horse, I think, that wasn't there, and he'd gallop around on nothing. Oh, I wish you'd have seen that. I wish somebody would know what that is. I'd love to have that collection.
And the National Film Board probably just put up all the money for that. So these guys walked in there and said, we have an
idea. We could make movies for the National Film Board if we had something, Canadian content or something.
Well, we are Canadian content.
Well, yeah, but we have to have an idea of some kind, and maybe we could discuss that sometime.
For the National Film Board?
The National Film Board. I've approached them before for things.
Oh, of course you have.
And they gave me information on, I need to do this and this, and I didn't want to do this and this.
Right. Because you are a filmmaker.
I'm a filmmaker.
Of sorts. Series maker. You want to be a series.
Cut. Cut.
Take two! Stool pigeon.
What? Oh. Stool pigeon. Beautiful stuff. I can't get enough of these things you're coming up with because I wanted to get some of these in and I just didn't get that far in my notes. Stool pigeon. Beautiful.
That sounds like a prison term.
I don't get that one. Stool pigeon. Yeah.
Like if you ratted on somebody in prison. Whoa.
Well, so what? A stool pigeon. Stool is a...
piece of poop.
Yeah, but isn't it a stool is somebody hit squeals. A squealer. He's stooled.
Oh, I stoolie. Think that is, I've heard of a stoolie, too. Yeah, that's another
stoolie,
word.
Stoolie, I don't know about that. I never heard that myself.
Yeah, I have.
Stoolie, eh?
Stoolie. Yeah, stoolie.
Isn't that a song? Hanging Your Head, Tom Stoolie?
Dooley.
First thing I learned on guitar. Out of the book.
Our neighbors were the Dooleys.
Really?
Yeah, we had.
Wow. Oh, you mean they fought all the time?
No, they hung their head all the time.
Oh, nice.
No.
Okay.
They were trouble.
One hung the other. He was hung.
We're all hung, Big JD. Also, a confidant.
Okay. Confidant. But that's somebody that you tell like a secret to and stuff like that. They don't necessarily...
Yeah.
You confide in them for something. That's French for confide. Isn't it?
French? It actually says it's
like
Polish.
Le fleur?
Guy Lavelle.
Le chien.
Also, another Polish term is a capus.
Capus?
Actually, the same word as capo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Put it on your guitar.
Yeah, but what's capo mean? Squeeze?
Oh, maybe.
The squeeze.
That was a good band. Do you like them? What the hell is that?
Something wrong with the mixer there.
No. You know what I'm thinking? That your mail you're checking your mail thing. And
yeah.
Boom, that's going.
Oh,
in here.
We're doing the whole thing. Okay. Yeah. It must be. I don't think it's recorded on my end, but.
No, it's not probably. But I'm getting that in there.
I can stop that. If you'd like.
I'm just telling you. I can hear
it. Okay. That program's gone.
Good. Okay. Well, that's in Australia. They call them a fizz.
Oh, remember those candies? Fizz candies?
Also okay. A dauber.
A dauber,
And grass, which was short for whispering grass, which was like, you know,
you're squealing, you're whispering grass.
Yeah,
whispering. Wow, that's kind of neat. Voice whispering grass.
X9 is another one. That's a Brazilian term.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's some good stuff there. Any more English ones?
No, that's it.
Wow.
So, where do you want to take the conversation from here as far as why do people rat?
Let's start with children. Tattling children, you know, we call them a tattletale. I guess that's a lot of the terms refer to kids, tattlers, squealing. I'm squealing on you. Are kids that tattle sissies? Will they grow up to be a sissy if they tattle all the time?
No, not at all.
They might be ridiculed here and there while they do it.
That's what I'm kind of want to get into.
And you don't want to be known as a tattler.
Exactly. Why is that?
Why don't you want to be known as a Tyler? Because people won't trust you.
It's a trust issue.
But then again, if it's... Yeah, I think it's a trust issue, a confidant issue, friends issue.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Yeah. People are emailing us. We got Rolf here. He is as steady as a rock as far as listening to the Jabbercast.
Hi, Rolf.
He says he does remember. He remembers the tall hat.
Oh, yeah. Leave it to Rolf. He knows everything.
He knows
he it does.
All. It was Stop Beautiful. Frame.
Stop Frame and Emotion.
Yeah. Was it?
But that, what was it called?
Oh,
I don't think it was called Stop Frame.
But I think
that's the animation thing. But yeah. But I want to know what it was so I can find it.
But he said, I tried to find it, but I couldn't.
Yeah. He doesn't know the name, though?
Maybe
it was like
does.
It was like, oh, I can't remember, Captain something or Sheriff something. I wish I could remember, but somebody might.
Okay, back to why people think that tattling is wrong. So I remember this. It was like a conundrum. You're a kid. You've seen somebody do something wrong. You wanted to tell somebody because it was wrong and you didn't want it to happen to you or it happened to one of your best buddies. But you were torn whether to tell or not because if you told...
That's some grown-up stuff for a kid.
Everybody, exactly. Everybody would know that you told and you'd be considered a tattler, but you didn't help out your buddy. It was like, what do I do?
Yeah.
I want to do the right thing.
You see things in the schoolyard. You want to tell the teacher. But would you tell on your friend? I don't think all kids would.
That's the thing. You depending don't on what tell on your friends.
Right.
So that's when doing something wrong is okay.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's another. You're torn. He did something really bad. And that poor kid, he's all bleeding now. But
unless you got in trouble for it. Unless you got blamed for it. I think you'd squeal on the other person. As a kid, most of them would, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it wasn't me. It was Tommy.
I remember, this is just a story just came into my head. I was in grade 8, and there was a, I may have even told the story in the show. There was a overhead projector in the middle of the class.
Mm-hmm.
We went for lunch. The overhead projector was still in the middle of the class. We came back, and we were a couple minutes early to come back after lunch. And I was just playing around with the projector, and I put my hand down on the piece of glass and it broke.
Ooh.
I must have just tapped it too hard.
You didn't get hurt.
I didn't get hurt. Okay. And I was like, oh. It was like it was ready to break. Mm-hmm. Might have been something to do with the fact it was hot.
Hot, yeah.
And then it was cold, cooling down, might have been a little more brittle. Mm-hmm. So you probably shouldn't touch that stuff. So it broke. And everybody was in the class because it was just minutes before, but the teacher was outside talking to another teacher or something. So I told all those people, if anybody tells,
yeah.
I'm gonna hurt you.
Yeah.
And then my best buddy, David Peters.
Squealed.
No. He was a big tough guy, too. Uh-huh. And he says, yeah, if any of you guys tell, I remember he gave a very specific thing he was gonna do. I forget what it was, but.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody told. 30 kids in this class, nobody told.
Wow.
Yeah, I ended up turning.
They're probably still living with that. Scared?
No.
Forever gonna see Lippo again.
I ended up turning myself in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I fibbed on yourself. How about that? Tattling on yourself. You did something. you're guilty. Look at you. You broke it. Yes. You knew to tell everybody not to tell because you didn't want anybody to find out. Yet right. You ended up doing it yourself.
Yep.
How old were you?
Grade 8.
Well, that's pretty young. But yep. I guess old enough to feel guilty. Maybe.
Yeah. It was guilt that definitely drove me to it.
Yeah, I'm wondering if somebody else was going to tell.
That's the thing.
Make it worse.
Exactly. And I remember it was Mr. Millitz. He was about a 6'2", 6'3" guy. And you might as well, it was like days went on, days and days. And every day they'd come in and they'd say something to you. You know what we're going to find out? You mm-hmm. know what we're going to find out? And when we do, it's going to be worse.
Uh-huh.
So I caved. I broke down and it was me.
So then what happened to you? Anything?
Yeah, I'd had to... do something around school, like clean.
Even though
something.
It was an accident?
It was for not telling.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. If you would have just came out right away.
Well, it's good that they punished you for that and yeah. didn't just say, oh, well, it was an accident. It's okay. But you lied.
Right.
Or you didn't lie, but I mean, you What about, well, this is something we'll come back to actually, but I want to talk about the law and not tattling. We'll be right back.
WKBR website at WKBR.ca, you will have noticed the explicit content warning. Some shows on WKBR may contain explicit content. Therefore, it is advised that you be 18 years of age or older to listen, or have adult consent. Please note, however, Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show and the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo do not contain explicit content and therefore are exempt from the explicit content warning. All ages are welcome for any shows hosted by Big JD or Big JD and Lippo.
Doing pretty good without letting the beginning of the other IDs come in to start before I come back.
You're talking about the intern.
The intern, yeah.
He's doing really
Thank
good.
Thank you. Great job.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Good. Nice stuff. Nice stuff. Keep up the good work. I wanted to come back to the law and not tattling and not divulging information that you should be. Withholding evidence, withholding information about something that happened unlawful. If you didn't turn somebody in or you didn't squeal on somebody, you saw something, you should say something. And I guess it becomes a crime to you if, I suppose, if the law or somebody knows that you know and aren't saying anything about it. If you just hush,
mm-hmm.
you know, nobody ever knows. But if you do know and you contact a lawyer or the law and say, you know, I saw something happen, and what happens if I don't tell them? You know, am I obligated by law? And I believe you are.
You are obstructing justice, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That's another conundrum.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, like I say, that all goes back to the schoolyard. But then there was always...
That's where it starts. That's where everything starts, I guess, when you're a little kid.
Yeah, when you start socializing.
Starts at home when you break something.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you're really little.
When you're really little, then your older brother for sure is tattling.
Mm-hmm. Or your younger brother is going to tattle.
Oh, yeah. One of your siblings is
somewhere along the line, somebody's going to be tattling.
Yeah.
And you mentioned... What did they have you do when you tattled on yourself? What was it you had? What was your punishment? Do you remember what you had to do?
It was like cleaning something up, like there was a mess okay. in, you know, one corner of the library, and they had something that had to be picked up. And
I was looking online at some of the forums of things that they make kids do. It seemed like for tattling, and they one had mentioned that they have a big ear on the wall, and you actually have to go, you know, tell your tale to the ear on the wall.
And there's some a microphone really, some behind weird stuff the, there behind the ear.
Microphone? Why?
Yeah, it's like, well, because they want to hear what you're saying to the ear.
No, I think it's just for your, you know, self thing. Like a tattling strategy, say the child actually does want to, they say, fill out a form to write about the tattling.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how, you know, he must be of age where he'd be able to write that, I guess. And I'm just looking for the one about the ear thing. It was kind of strange. Instead of imagine students would have to whisper after a while using the ear or the tattle book. The students will eventually realize that there isn't a real need to tattle and waste time.
Oh wow, they're telling you so, not to tattle.
In some cases I think that they do, and I was looking at another area on the wonderful World Wide Web. Is it the Wonderful Wide Web? Or the World Wide Web. I think this is the one here. If someone is involved in a life or death situation, for example, Mom Johnny has a hairdryer plugged in and he's about to put it in the bathtub of water, it's permissible to tattle for something that's you know, life threatening.
That's where it boils down to is.
And the other one here that says this particular person had two middle school and one elementary child. We work hard on teaching the difference between tattling and reporting. Reporting is giving vital, urgent, important info, like breaking house rules and that sort of thing. Otherwise, it's tattling. Sometimes they still get confused, I said, because as parents, we say, tell me. And then when they tell them, sometimes they tend to tell them, just be quiet, you know? we'll be quiet, or they're trying to tell on something goofy, right, and they just say, oh, you know, don't worry about it. So they get, maybe the kids get confused sometimes too. But I guess they have, these particular people have a difference between reporting something and just plain tattling.
Right. So it has to do with the severity of the thing that you're doing.
Because sometimes kids will tattle on just anything and everything.
Yeah, exactly.
And Johnny's having two bowls of cereal.
Exactly.
You know, maybe not make sense or anything, but I guess parents would kind of teach the kids that that doesn't really matter. But if it's something important, or Johnny's hurt or something, or did something bad to somebody,
right,
then we're going to want to know about it. And like you mentioned, starting from an early age, starting from school, what about people that are kids that are kind of put in a position of some type of authority, in which that authority gives them the, for lack of another word, authority to tell on somebody, like a hall monitor or a patrol boy kind of thing. Yeah. You know, oh, so-and-so didn't do this or did that, and then he took off on, he ran, you know what I mean, on me, or ran across the street, and, you know, they have to squeal, or a hall monitor watches for things like that to tattle, and you yes. know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
But a lot of those positions are, they're set up in a way that you give someone power, and some kids don't know how to handle that power, and they just take them too far. You know what I mean?
And what happens, do kids that were hall monitors and patrol boys and things like that, do they move on to another area of being in charge and being in power? And eventually, are they the ones that are cops and, you yeah. know, that kind of thing? I wonder.
I think so.
I was a patrol boy. And I'm on top of my game.
Patrol boy.
Yeah, I was a patrol boy.
We didn't actually put the gender in there. It was just your patrol.
Well, I'm just using it because rather than say patrol person or patrol girl, but.
Did you go to Bablo?
I used to go to Bablo, sure.
With the patrols. That was
I
our
think
thing.
We did, yes.
That was our reward
now
for
that
being
you mentioned
a patrol.
It, yeah. I probably saw you there.
Maybe. I remember the first year I was supposed to go. Fun. I didn't go. I was afraid.
Afraid of what?
Going to Bablo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's like, I can't go there. There's stuff there that I'm not going to want to go on. I'm going to make a fool of myself.
Yeah.
I remember waking up.
Was that the first thing with a group, too, going somewhere, really, or...?
I don't think so. I think
like with school?
I don't remember exactly in the time frame according to everything else, but...
I don't really remember going and remember who I hung out with or who I went with, or I don't remember anything really, but I know I went.
Yeah. Because that's a good point you remember. To say that it was it something you... The first time you went and did something, because I remember...
Or on that big of a scale maybe, because that's yeah. big. You go on the boat, you know, across the water and go all the way to Bablo, and then there's you're kind of stuck there all day long like with... People maybe you don't really hang around with, because maybe your friends aren't going. They're not patrol people.
Right. I think I had one friend who was a patrol as well as me. Because I lived in a neighborhood, so it was, you know, you could stay to the end and just walk home. You didn't have to get on a bus or nothing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it was easy for me.
What about the other person's feelings? I don't know if kids take that into consideration at all. But maybe when you're older, I mean... Your best friend's cheating on his wife? You know, I don't know. Well, that's your best friend. But if it's maybe he's your best friend and she, you know she's cheating. Okay, put it in that, you know.
Okay.
Do you tell him or don't you tell him? Or, you know, or they're both really good friends of yours, or one's good friends of the wife and one's good friends of you with you. And I'm just using that as an example. I'm sure there's other, you know, big, you know that... A friend of yours is cheating another friend, maybe somehow. I don't know how.
Mm.
Maybe with he does his, your buddy's taxes or something and skimming money, or handles his business, or I don't know what, or is in business with a friend of yours. Or I'm just trying to think of things where somebody could, you know, you could squeal on somebody that's like a friend of yours,
right?
Somebody that, you know, you'd have to weigh out the outcome of
what's going to happen.
You know, this is my friend is. You know, they're going to be happy that I did that, or is it going to be cost us our friendship? You know, that kind of thing.
Exactly. I remember being in that situation. I knew a friend of mine. He was seeing two women at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And these were two women that I knew really well. One of them was the sister of my brother's wife. And the other one was someone who I worked with at work, mm-hmm. worked right next to her. Yeah, and I knew that he was seeing both of these women. So I didn't say anything, though. No one said anything. And it went on for 8 months, I think, that he was seeing both of these people. Not a good deal. I didn't say anything. Nobody said anything either. It's a tough position to be in.
Especially if the other, if the person that you know and it's a good friend of yours and they find out that you knew all along, like, that would be bad too. So,
And I feel bad about that because I see this woman every once in a while. I see, I'm like, oh yeah, I didn't tell you.
But if it's two close people and telling something about one to the other would, you know, you might lose the friendship of one of them.
Yeah.
But that's a, it's a tough call too. And those, I guess, are things that, you know, come into their own as you get older.
Yes. And you,
at least a teen maybe, but in your early adult years and adulthood, and then you start to think about consequences of tattling. I don't think you really think about it so much when you're a kid. You're going to tattle or you're not going to tattle, or you feel guilty and you squeal, or you get in trouble, or somebody is mad at you, and you don't really think about it. But later on, you might.
Yep. I consider myself a non-tattling person, but I remember there was a lot of...
Yeah, me too.
Especially girls. There was those girls that were just perfect in every way. You know, I'm doing everything by the book.
And you wanted to find something to tattle on them about.
Oh, on them? Oh, yeah.
What about... there was something that I was thinking of that I wanted to bring up. I'm not sure if it's still right here, fresh. It had something to do with tattling on somebody when you're older. I don't know if I was getting at, would could it be harmless in some case, or would you have, what about if a friend was going to go to jail? Something horrible would happen to them.
Well, it depends what they did. So.
If your friend committed murder, would you squeal on him?
Probably. Murder's, that's about as bad as he can get, you know, if they're looking for him and he did something like that. How could you live? It's almost like living with the murder, you know.
Well, obligated by law, I guess, by knowing, I suppose.
Yes, and that, I don't think that would drive...
Harboring that.
If you kill somebody, and you know, their loved ones want to know what the hell happened.
You know? Well, yeah, sure. So. Especially if you killed somebody that you know.
Exactly.
Well, a lot of things can come up when you talk about tattling, squealing.
Yep. It's a dirty business.
So... You look a lot at when you're older, when to squeal and when not to squeal. When it's right, I guess, and when it's not right, because I think they're obviously adult issues when you get older. And is it still called tattling? When you're older, do you call it tattling? He tattled or he...
No.
What is it?
It's not tattling.
What would it be exactly?
I think tattling refers just to kids doing the Johnny A. Squealed? Or...
Is there a term for adulthood squealing? Because what was the one you gave? Well, stool pigeon sounds like, but wouldn't apply. There was the other one there that was snitch. Really snitch. It doesn't sound like there's anything that actually applies to an adult squealing on another adult.
No, you can't. There's no real good word other than.
Isn't that something?
Turned him in. There's not one word that you could actually... in on that person who told later on in life.
So we're going to take a quick little break and we're going to come back with our music section of the show. Is that cool?
Yes, very cool.
Need more Big JD? Go to BigJD.com. Check out the program guide there for all the shows that I host and the shows I host with Lippo, as well the blog, merchandise, and more. BigJD.com.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig, brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
Okay, time for the music segment.
Hopefully this ain't garbled.
Why would it be garbled?
I don't know. Rolf said it was garbled.
The tune that I chose this week... is more of a bluesy boogie kind of thing. I knew you'd dig it, and you may have heard the song, but chances are, unless it was from me, you probably didn't, but you well know the band. It's Canned Heat.
I love those guys.
Really cool blues band, started in 65, LA. Played a lot of the festivals back then, went through a lot of band members over the years, and I think I don't know if they're actually still doing anything now, but it's a couple of odd guys that are that, you know, would still be doing anything with the band, like the drummer and bass player or something, as opposed to, you know, the main guy that you'd be used to hearing in that band, the singer. He played harmonica.
Mm-hmm.
They were cool. They were well known for that tune On the Road Again, I think.
It's
which I believe that might have been a cover from somewhere too, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's a cover of a blues tune.
But
Going Up the Country
the
is the tune.
Again.
There's another one they did.
But a very cool band, and they got quite a few albums out.
Yes, they do.
This is a cool tune for bike owners. It's called Harley Davidson Blues. Tells a little story about a broken down Harley Davidson. It's pretty cool. And here she blows.
I've got them broken down Harley Davidson blues. Started out with this basket case. I thought I'd made quite a fine. I paid my mama and took the thing home. Folks thought I was out of my mind. Cussing and kicking, I got the thing running. Headed down the road with my motor just a gunning. There came a knocking noise from down by my shoe. I've got them down Harley Davidson. I pulled off the road and got to a station, and no one could figure out what in tarnation was making that knocking noise down deep in her soul. So I twisted and I tightened and pounded and turned, but the man shook his head and said,
"Boy, I think she's burned."
Sitting by the road with a handful of screws, I got the down Harley Davidson. Pile of junk, low down, rusty piece of funk. Call someone and have it moved from this place. I've got them down Harley Davidson.
Saint Paul, you got a license? Sure hope you got papers on that thing. You don't have no warrants out on you.
Canned Heat, Harley Davidson Blues.
Awesome. Sounded great.
That's a song that hits close to home for me. Many a time I've been at the side of the road with an old Harley Davidson, so.
You've had the Harley Davidson Blues before.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool. The Fade Out. Not a big fan of the Fade Out myself.
What do you mean, the Fade Out?
The Fade Out of the songs. They did that a lot in the earlier days of recording.
Fade Out as opposed to?
Instant
an
stop.
Ending?
Yeah, an ending, yeah. Ending to the song.
Endings are always seem to be saved for the live songs. I don't mind the fade out. Fade outs are pretty cool, depending on what it is. A ballad, a nice long fade for a ballad and lead kind of thing is kind of neat.
Sure. A lot of Beatles.
You wouldn't want to have every song on your album an abrupt type ending.
Yes, I would.
Unless it was live. No, you wouldn't. Trust me, you wouldn't.
Okay. You recorded a few albums in your day.
Yeah, you can go either way, I guess.
Okay.
I think the heavy stuff sometimes is good for an abruptness. But yeah, that's Canned Heat, and that was from an Uncanned, like a greatest hits double CD package.
Right.
Cool stuff, though. Good old blues rock.
Yeah, I think all the guys in that band sang, too, eh?
Yeah, I think they were multi-talented for sure. Cool stuff. What's next on the agenda? More tattling.
More tattling?
Tattletailing.
Tattletale.
Yeah, what's that? That's the tale of tattling.
No.
A tattletale.
Tale, T-A-L-E. Oh,
Oh, yeah. T-A-L-E.
Yeah, like a story.
That's what I said.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant
what did I say?
I thought you meant the tail.
No, not the tail end, but I mean the tail, the story of the tattling, a tattletale.
Yes.
He's a tattletale, though.
You wouldn't say tattletale.
Yeah, you might.
I know, but it doesn't make sense in the context of, yeah, I have heard kids being called, oh, he's a tattletale.
Yeah, so what's that mean exactly? He's a tattle story.
He's not a story.
He's a tattle book.
You're a story.
I'm going to write a story.
Are you writing a book still?
I'd like to write a book about the Jabbercast.
No, let's not.
That'd be sweet, man. People would buy that.
Yeah.
The book about anything and everything.
In your dreams.
With Big JD and Lippo.
But you're still writing a book, right?
You know, I don't know. Yes, I am.
Okay.
Sixth chapter now. Out of like 30 or 35.
And it's a novel. Fiction, right?
Yeah, it's a fiction novel, yeah.
He's making it up as he goes along.
And it's... it'll come out under the author JD. Jeffrey David, actually. A little trivia for people. You won't hear that again. But yeah. It's... I could have that book done in no time. I'm telling you, I could finish it. I could finish that book. I could write a book a week if I had somebody to type it or I had a great program just to speak it. The ideas are always there. I'm never lost for the idea.
We know, yeah.
But it's the typing thing, sitting there and typing with my two fingers. And, you know, if I could type good and just go, I'd just be going, man. I'd be going. He's gone.
But if you have that, if you have all these ideas in your head and you just start doing it, touch type.
So. I know. And I've sat down with the program sometime and I get pretty good actually. I have my fingers where they're supposed to be and I'm slow typing, but I know where the keys are and I do it and then I stop and I forget everything and I just go back to one, two fingers because I can get it done quicker sort of, you know what I mean?
You are poking more, yes. You feel like it's faster, but it's not.
So that's the issue I have. And partial, sorry?
I was saying you could hire somebody to you tape it.
Yeah, I
can. And then
can't
give
hire.
Your tapes to somebody. My sister probably do that for you.
Yeah, but I think it's all about the charge, though.
Oh, I don't know how much she'd charge you.
That's what I'd need to know.
Percentage of the book, maybe.
Hey. There's always a possibility, but then what happens when, you know, somebody picks that book up and there is no percentage for me to give away?
What do you mean? What if they give you like a...
Well, I get my percentage.
$100,000 advance.
Yeah, an advance. Yeah.
That's usually what happens with new authors. You get an advance.
Yeah. That's something I've thought about looking into, you know, have somebody type, but I mean, you got to pay somebody or you got to, you know, I don't know how that works exactly. And, but it's definitely something I would consider and would maybe like to know more about because it's so hard for me. And part of it is because I knew once I set up my new office and everything that it was going to be great. It was going to be a lot of fun. It had a beautiful view and everything. And it was summer. We just got in there and everything. And I'm looking out at the water, looking out at the fountain, looking out at the park out there. It's beautiful.
Inspiring.
And then, you know, everything's then by time, you know, the office was set up and the desk and everything, and all the stuff and everything ready to go. And I got everything I needed there to continue on the book is winter. So it's doesn't look the same out the window. And that I need to get into the mode of sitting down no matter where it is and no matter when it is and just do it.
Yeah.
You know, or making the extra time at some time when, you know, I'm having difficulty with that as opposed to, you know, the idea. And I have the whole thing. I've got a new amazing ending I even came up with. I got 20 endings. It's a beautiful thing.
Authors do type in the same spot all the time, I think. They have their spot.
Yeah, I have the spot I like. And I keep thinking, wow, if it was just summer again and I open these up and that view that I had when I moved in there, looking out this thing, thinking, wow, I can't wait to write my book while looking out this window. But now it's like snow and slush and there's nothing there. And they take the fountain out of the water for the winter and yeah. It's not the same. And I'm like, some of my inspiration went away for that. You know, not my inspiration to write or ideas, but the inspiration of, you know, that was part of my motivation.
Sure.
Was that spot. And
it's a good spot, no doubt.
You know, so it'll come. And I'm hoping it'd be nice to have it done for the summer because, you know, if we do go to New York, I want to make a few contacts beforehand and talk to some people out there, maybe make a couple stops there regarding my book. I'm not going to spend a great deal amount of time shopping it to any place big because nope. I'm not going to bust my balls at that because I want to get it out. I don't want to shop for 2 years trying to get a book out. I want it published if I have to even go the route of self-publishing. So anyway, it's enough about the book.
You're going to New York?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, so that's already planned out and everything?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we talked about it. As long as, you know, things are cool with Lana's brother and so forth, and then, you know, we'll probably go to New York. And as long as I can take that little bit of time, depending on what's happening with me too, and my shoulder and work and that whole situation, it's a kind of tough call for me to take off. So, and all the lawsuits I have going on, we're going to take another quick break and come back with our tech talk. Unless you've got a tattle thing to slip in right away.
Nope.
Okay.
Are you interested in becoming an online radio DJ? Did you know that you can DJ from any place in the world with a broadband connection? Would you like to host a show of your own? Contact the station manager here at WKBR, WKBR.ca.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and stringing cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo. What do you got for us?
Stop.
He's got the stop. The stopwatch?
No.
I got the door stopper?
Do you want me to talk tech to you?
Talk tech to me. I love when you talk tech to me.
Okay, big boy.
I want you to record some tech talk to me. Some pillow talk.
Okay, there's a speaker system that you can put in your pillow, and it's...
Oh, he's just playing around. I want to bring up the Tassimo machine by Braun.
Spell
that. That's some technology. Tassimo, T-A-S-S-I-M-O, I believe it is, by Braun, the company Tassimo? Braun. They make a lot of different things, appliance things, shavers, I think, shavers, and different things, sure. Nose twist, hair twisters. Mm. You ever use those? I'm scared of them. I've never used one.
Yes,
but I'd like to do a little trimming, perhaps. Okay. In the ears?
Yeah.
Can you use it on your rear?
That's called the Brazilian.
No, your ear.
Oh, okay.
That's called the what? Brazilian wax? The old one-eye wax job. Anyways, the Tassimo by Braun, it makes a lot of different things. You can make tea, you can make hot chocolate, you can make espresso or expresso. You can make... what's the other one? Cappuccino. Mm-hmm. And it takes these little cartridge things that have your coffee or espresso or the cream after that goes mm-hmm. on top and all that stuff. And you put the little cartridge in the thing. Every cartridge you can buy, the different ones, and different companies make them. Like even Starbucks, you can buy Starbucks regular blend coffee or whatever. And it's a little disc mm-hmm. and it's got a little barcode on it so it knows what to do or how much or what you're, I don't know, something about it. Anyway, and you put the little thing in there and you close the little lid and it's got a water thing. So it looks sort of like a coffee maker type thing, but you just put a cup in there, the cup of your choice.
Yeah.
And it makes one single cup. Mm-hmm. And I was like, my wife bought this machine and I'm like, why are you getting that really? We got a coffee maker. It's got a timer on it and everything. You know, it's really cool. Like, why are you getting a thing that just makes one cup? Like, I don't really get it. You know what I mean? But, and then realizing, you know, for the fact that it makes so many different things, but it'll make espresso and it'll make, because she says, well, it makes tea, you know, cause I'm a big tea drinker. And I'm like, yeah, but the kettle boils in 2 seconds. I can make tea like nothing. You know what I mean?
Right.
While I probably wouldn't use this thing for tea. But we have a really cool coffee maker that's KitchenAid, and it's got a timer on it. And I usually only have coffee on Sunday morning, so what I'll do Saturday night, I set the thing up and have it timed. So I wake up and I got coffee in the morning.
Awesome.
You know, and in most cases, I would drink a couple of cups or something like that, and it's usually decaf, whatever. And I was reluctant to use this thing and thought, why would I ever use that? And why would we get that? And, you know, I always the same thing with me. Why are you getting this? Why are you doing that? Like, but then she does it and it's awesome. Very cool.
Senseo. Senseo. You're pretty moved to Senseo.
The same type of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so this thing, she, you know, I instead of the timer on the coffee maker or making more coffee than you need and that sort of thing. And I use this thing in the morning. I put the disc in and it makes the cup right away. Just a single cup. And you just throw the disc out after and it's like nothing. There was no coffee can and putting the amount in that you need for the thing and the water, like You know, it makes one cup, so your thing of water will even last for, you know, a few days if you want to leave all the water in it, yeah. Whatever, before it goes murky or mm-hmm. whatever. But and so it makes an immediate cup of nice hot cup of coffee. And if it's the other ones that take the stuff, then you after that disc is done, you put the other disc in for the cream, and it makes the stuff on top.
Yeah,
yeah. And it's a pretty neat machine, especially for somebody that wants one quick cup of coffee right away. Or whatever it is you're making. You can get hot chocolate discs. Makes a beautiful cup of hot chocolate from water.
It's a convenience thing.
Yeah, it's convenient, all right. That's for sure. And she likes the latte thing in it. That's what it makes. Makes everything. It's pretty neat.
I want one when I go to your house.
It's very cool, yes. Absolutely. And the other thing I wanted to mention was the little battery-operated mixer.
Two things you mentioned? Two things?
Yeah. I didn't know what this thing was sitting on our counter for so long. And I thought it looks like the end of it goes to a little thing that spins around. And I thought it was a heating element. And I thought it was for this machine because it was sitting next to it.
Yeah.
And but is it ever cool? It takes like a 1 penlight battery or something or the little switch and you can put it in a cup of something and mix. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it mixes like crazy. It'll splurt the stuff all over if you're not careful. It's strong. It's a really cool little gadget. So if you need to mix or remix something, you know, you drink something, you're getting partway down and it needs to be remixed and a spoon's not going to cut it or it needs to be frothed.
I love froth.
I love frothed outside when it's all frothy. The snowman. But anyway, it's a pretty neat little thing too. So it was all kitchen appliances for me today.
What was that called?
In the tech world. That little thing?
The mixer.
It's just a little thing you can probably get anywhere. It's a little electric mini mixer. It's got a little switch on it and you just stick it in a cup. So it's nothing big. Little. Like it looks like the nose hair thing. Except the end of it's a little longer. And
so Braun probably makes one of those.
I don't know who that's made by. I think she got it at maybe Bed and Bath and Beyond or something. You know, anybody that sells kitchen stuff.
So that you could find the Beyond that part.
Mini mixer. What's that?
That would be the Beyond part. It's not Bath. It's not Bed. It's
just like beyond. Like our news. It's Beyond.
Our news.
So, is there anything else tech-wise that you have? Or should we move on to the Jabber quote?
Yeah, you got one?
We'll see.
All right. Jabber bull, jabber bull, jabber bull. Jabber bull, jabber bull, jabber bull. Lips sink ships. Stitching tabs in nine. One hand, two in the bush. Jabber bull, jabber bull, jabber bull. Jabber bull, jabber bull, jabber bull.
Well, we're really short on time. Get the Jabber quote in. Find out what's happening next week.
I know
and then,
what's happening
you know,
next week.
Okay. Right. He's rolling his eyes at me.
No, I don't mean to roll eyes. No. Rolling eyes is almost.
You've already hurt my feelings.
I know. I might as well tattled on you.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have a quote?
No, I don't.
Because I do have a quote, and mine is very cliche. No one likes the tattletale.
Okay.
And
thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll see you.
No one likes the tattletale. And that's, I don't know, we've kind of discussed that the whole show. But that's a big saying.
It is.
You know, and you hear a mother tell the kids that no one likes a tattletale. Sometimes a kid will squeal on somebody and it's so irrelevant, and the mother will say, no one likes a tattletale.
Right.
Timmy.
Timmy!
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 Okay, we got a few seconds here.
Okay. Okay, so, and no one does like a tattletale.
No, and tattletaling is, I think if we're learning anything from today's show, tattling is non-important stuff. It may be wrong in your head that what that person is doing is wrong.
It doesn't always warrant squealing.
Bam. This week's Jabber quote brought to you by Steve and Larry.
Who are? Fine purveyors of?
They don't purvey anything. They sell their service of...
Okay, usually it's purvey. And then when I say purvey, it's not purvey.
That's right. I got to just cut him down.
Uh-huh.
They're PIs.
Private investigators.
Yes.
Okay.
If you need someone to rat on you, call Steve and Larry.
So,
next week's...
What's going on next week?
We're going to complain about this...
Everything and everything.
...podcast. No. Complainers. Nothing's ever good for them. They always have something negative to say.
Mm-hmm.
They're the first to bitch. Oh, pardon me. And the last to laugh. The only person that wants to be around a complainer is another complainer, because misery loves company. Are there any circumstances when complaining is a good thing? You'll find out this here on the Jabbercast next week.
Okay. Fun show next week. Complaining and complainers. So thanks, everybody, for listening.
See you next week.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.